So the book that we were reading for this month, A Modern Family by Helga Flatland.
Yes. Now, I'd heard nothing about this book until it was handed to me. And it's, I do quite like it when people recommend a book, particularly with a bit of passion. And this person said, I really think you'll enjoy this book. So, and I trust her. So I thought I'd give it a go. And I have to say that the cover doesn't do it for me. I didn't know anything about the author. Read the blurb on the back. Not quite sure. But I really enjoyed this book.
Brilliant.
It's in translation from, it was originally published in Norwegian because the author is Norwegian, and it was a bestseller there. And this is her first book in translation in English. And I suppose there are certain elements that might be considered Scandinavian about the book, but the translation is so good and the story is, it crosses all the boundaries, I think. So you don't think of it being about Norwegian characters at all. Which I think is a fairly good thing.
And I certainly didn't when I read it. You didn't have to be in a place.
No.
It's about the people and not the place that
That's
they're
right.
in, isn't it?
Though, to confuse things further, we start off by joining the characters in Italy. So there, it's an extended family. So we've got the parents, their children, adult children, their partners, and the grandchildren. They're all on a holiday in Italy because they're celebrating the father's 70th birthday, which is fine to start with. There are all the usual frictions of a family getting together, of, you know, where they're going to go for sightseeing, who's going to sort out the meals and all this sort of stuff. And then there's this bombshell that's dropped into the conversation with no warning that the parents who are in their 70s have decided to divorce. And of course, that just throws everything up in the air. The children had no idea. And that is the starting point for the book, in that these adult siblings are just at a loss.
It's fascinating, isn't it? Because they are grown up and they've all got their own relationships and so on. And on the face of it, and the parents sort of think, well, you know, they've grown up, they've left home, and we can now do what we want, I think. But then each chapter is about those individual people. You sort of get it, you hear it from their perspective and hear about their woes as well, don't you?
Yes. So the story is told through really alternating narratives of the two daughters. So there's Liv and Ellen. They've got a brother, Hakon, and we do find out his story at the very end, which we might come to. But really, it's Liv and Ellen talking about their response to this news and their own troubles in life, I suppose. They've both got their issues about career and family and relationships, but they're also looking back on the family and speculating as to what's happened to their parents. Why would their parents decide now to divorce and to make a new life for themselves? But it's also an opportunity for the siblings to look at the dynamics of the family, how they related to each other as children and how they relate to each other now. And that is really fascinating, I think. And also, because it's three children, three siblings, so there is a hierarchy. There's a pecking order of how things are done, how they react together, who's in charge, who has the last word, all that sort of stuff.
Maybe that's why Hakon, who's the youngest, doesn't get a word in until the very end
yes.
of the book, because that's the odd thing, is that each chapter is devoted to the girls, and you keep thinking the third chapter will be him, but it never happens, does it, until the very end of the book.
And that does, I think that's the main frustration for me, is as I was reading it, because I kept expecting him to say something in his, you know, his narrative. When was that going to come in? And it never did. And also, what I also found a little bit frustrating, because I thought this could have been developed a bit more, was when we had certain instances, the news of how the parents broke the news of the divorce. We hear it from Liv's perspective, and then we go on to Ellen's chapter, and I was expecting there to be a nuance in how she was reacting to the news, how she heard them speak. I was expecting to see her character come through as she responded to that news. But it wasn't different enough. I was expecting there to be a difference there. And I think that was what I was expecting. More nuances in how they were going to react to the same situation, but in different ways. But it did come out in other circumstances. So it's not a complete flaw in my perspective.
I've had someone send through a little review, so we'll read that in just a minute or two. And I found the book, I enjoyed reading it. So,
yes.
So I guess we sort of find it a bit lacking, but at the same time, it didn't stop us reading it. And you're going to read it again, aren't you?
Yeah, there are so many things that I want to develop further with it. And I just love being immersed in the writing. I thought the writing was beautiful. So I enjoyed it for that as well.
And I really enjoyed it, didn't find it hard work. And it was just at the end, I just couldn't decide it sort of stopped. And I felt, because we've learned about their angst and you know, and things in their lives about their parents divorcing, but it didn't. I suppose they were just getting on with the rest of their lives, really, but I sort of wanted more. I don't know.
But it had the strange effect as well that it made me want to pick it up again and go back to the beginning and think, and
read it all over again.
Yeah.
Kathy Warden then has sent me a little note, and she belongs to a book group. She says, glad to hear you're going to be talking about this book. I really enjoyed reading it, but with some reservations. It covered life in Norway at the present time. And while I found it interesting that we shared so many of their concerns and problems about how best to live our lives, the very current references may make it date easily. The alternating points of view were revealing, but a bit unbalanced. We learnt a lot about the sisters, but brother was more of an enigma, only partially revealed in his account at the end. He says, I look forward to hearing what you both have to say. So I don't know what she's thinking at the moment. So I do wonder if it is that point that he was because he was sort of a bit of an afterthought as a member of the family, wasn't he? He was always the baby as well, Hakon. And I wonder if the girls, if that's why he gets left till the end, almost as if he's not quite relevant as part of the family. She was saying that. Well, the only way we're ever going to know is talk to Helga, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes. Which is a challenge for you then.
So, Helga, if you're listening.
Yeah. Well, I think it's good to be able to speculate on it as well, though. It leaves you pondering, but it's not great if you do feel a bit dissatisfied at the end of the book. But as I said, I enjoyed the process of reading it so much that it did make me want to turn back again and find out more about the characters, because I think the writing was so rich that there were things that you could pick up on a second reading. And also because you're more aware of the structure of the book, then you can forget the flow, if you like, and look for more details.
Just enjoy it as well.
Yeah, yeah. So I thought it was a really interesting book.
So if you haven't read it, I think both of us would say read it.
Yes, indeed.
It's A Modern Family, Helga Flatland.